Rutherford Issues on the Good Neighbor Network. WGNS, Murfreesboro.
Welcome back in, Rutherford Issues, here on WGNS. We continue on this 13th day of July, and it's a Wednesday, and it is the Wednesday for Terry Page to join us in studio. She is the Central Tennessee Branch Manager of the Better Business Bureau. Terry, how are you?
I'm doing well. Brian, yourself?
I'm trying to stay cool.
That's an effort.
It's only 96 out there this afternoon.
Well.
Versus the 100. When it gets this hot, does it really make that much difference?
It really doesn't make a difference. I don't think those 3 or 4 degrees, I can't tell them. When it's 90 degrees, I'm already there. Forget the 105 heat index.
Well, there have been several things in the news, and one that I just thought I would mention during this segment of the show. If you didn't hear it, Channel 2 reporting about a Murfreesboro man and woman who sought out to adopt and with an Arkansas company called Advantage Adoption Agency, sent them $6,800 to begin the process. Now the company's out of business. They don't have their baby. They can't get their money. Now the Arkansas State Attorney General is investigating. So I thought that was interesting to at least bring up. We bring up weird things that are going on like that, and that's another way. You really have to know who you're doing business with.
You do.
Even in adoption, for instance.
You do. And, everyone should go online or call one of our branch offices and check the company out. You can check out by phone number, by address, by the business name, principal owners. So you've got that tracking if they've closed one shop and opened another. It's really good info. And, I hate to hear that. Not only, you don't know if there was a child that was going to be adopted in the first place. It could have been a scam to scam them out of $6,800. And that's a shame.
Well, I've learned that it doesn't matter what people will scam for your money with just about anything. And if they can pull at your heartstrings,
all
the better. Yeah,
all the better.
You were telling me as you came in, you learned of a new travel scam too?
We talked about Big World, and they were a vacation timeshare club. And they've gotten, I think, 30 complaints between the Better Business Bureau and Consumer Affairs. There is yet a second travel club. And this one is Vacation Station. How snappy does that sound?
Oh, yeah.
I like that.
Fun.
Vacation Station. They, too, are using misleading and high-pressure tactics to sell memberships for thousands of dollars each. And then they fall off the wagon. They don't deliver the promised savings or services. So there's another one.
Now refresh our memory with what was happening with the first, because I would say that if there are travel scams, that there are probably several of them that may be going on at the same time, same fashion.
Absolutely. Well, Big World was at Music Valley Drive, and then they closed and opened up under the name of BTM. They were misusing the Better Business Bureau's logo and saying they had an A-plus rating, and which we hope we've put a stop to, and because actually they have an F rating, racking up complaints. People were spending $1,400 to $6,000.
Mm.
And they got phone calls, postcards, and they were promised airline tickets to anywhere in the country, a trip to Hawaii, if they came to one of these presentations. And so far, nobody's gotten their prize winnings, their trip, their airline's tickets, nothing. And people are just, they can't get, they're promised airline tickets at a reduced rate, preference in booking, it's not happening.
You know, it's amazing the links that people will go to, even to falsely use the Better Business Bureau logo. But it's also refreshing to know that you all police that to the point you can really put stock in the use of that logo, because if you see it, that means that is a company that adheres to the standards of the Better Business Bureau.
They adhere to the standards. They take care of their customers. They don't do any false advertising. It is a great logo, and you'd be surprised at the consumers that I get calls from that says, I don't think this company is a BBB accredited business, but it's got your logo. Now, it may be an old logo, but they recognize the torch and they give me a call and we get that taken care of.
You know, the fact that people are on the lookout for that too, it's just like you know, when you see police on the side of a vehicle, it may not be from your city, but you respect, you know, that they're an officer of the law. Well, the same kind of here with this. And if someone is misusing it, you do want to know from the public.
Absolutely,
don't you?
We do. I would greatly appreciate that call. And I'm in the office at some point every day, although I'm out and about quite a bit. But you can leave me a message on the office phone, 867-0032. I promise you'll get a call back that day.
You come in and get your to-do list for the day, or you probably have it the day before and then you have to add to it.
I try. Yeah. I try to have it the day before and I always have my calendar. I'm working a month in advance constantly. So,
well, that's good. Terry Page, the Central Tennessee branch manager for the Better Business Bureau, is joining us today. You know, Terry, one thing that the summer brings, other than the unrelenting heat that we have, is also, it seems, an increase in burglaries. And it's a perfect time, I guess, for burglars. You go on vacation, you seek out a home, and I'm always leery of leaving, because we did leave, went on vacation a few years ago, and our home was... the door was kicked in, and of everything that was gone out of the house were two or three old VCR DVD players, and none of them worked, and a lockbox that didn't have anything in it because we couldn't find the key, but we knew that it was empty. So other than repairing the door, we were very fortunate. But it seems like home burglaries are a big thing this time of the year.
I really wasn't aware of that, but July and August have the highest rates of burglaries, and I'm sure you're right. It's because of vacations, and we've had several calls about security systems, and I think that homes without security systems are about three times more likely to be broken into than homes with systems, and losses due to burglary average about 400 less in residences with security systems. So that's something to think about. We've received 25,000 inquiries from consumers that have asked about burglar systems. So, and that was in 2010, so I'm sure we'll have new numbers out and that'll be up. You do have to be careful. As with any major purchase, you want to get several companies, preferably three. Get estimates, choose a reputable business, know your contract, read that contract, know how long your monitoring is going to be, if it's going to be by a third party, whatever. And for something like this, it's an excellent idea, but I would recommend using our e-quote. You could go right to the website, gobbb.org, put in security. You'll get a whole list of ABs, nothing but accredited businesses, and let them know what you want. You can even put in that you'd like an estimate, a walkthrough in your home. They'll set the appointment up via email or by the phone, and they will get you taken care of.
Now, you mentioned several things, and after we had our home ransacked, if you will, the first thing that we did was call, you know, and have a monitoring system put in to our home. I guess that's a reaction. We did hear that, you know, you would have it's a security system, so right. you think of it being more secure. So I'm not surprised that the number of inquiries are going up. I've even read in some places that just having the sign in your front yard detours many burglars.
I've read that too.
So we put ours by the road.
Absolutely, I don't blame you.
Our house is a little further off of the road, but the monitoring, you kind of hit on that, to get quotes from several different companies, because there are a lot of companies that are out there.
That's right. And the price varies from company to company to company. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you really need to get the contract, go over it, read it, know your company, get written estimates, have them come out, walk you totally through your system and educate you on how to use it. And I can say that because I have a daughter that's on vacation, and I'm taking care. I'm the puppy. You know, I leave work, and I go do my second job.
Your house sitting?
Puppy sitting.
Puppy sitting.
Two little Dachshunds, and I have fought relentlessly with the security system this week, I promise. So,
well, and another thing that you talked about was your contract, and that's the case with anything. You want to read the fine print of that contract, which brings us to the next thing, and that's unexpected cell phone data charges. If you're traveling this summer, a lot of times it may be in that fine print, but you don't realize, and you go overseas or you go somewhere out of the country, and all of a sudden you get a huge bill because you didn't know.
You know, I didn't know that, but I don't have a smartphone yet. You do, so you're probably aware. But I didn't know that when you traveled outside of the country that your data was still streaming. Explain that to me, Brian.
You're always connected.
You're always connected. That was pretty eloquently put.
Well,
it's
like a tether you can't cut sometimes.
That is just unreal. I mean, so you actually have to turn the phone off.
You have to turn the data off, yeah.
Oh, okay. Is that different than turning the phone off?
I have a setting on my phone. Let's see if I can get to it here. I can disable my mobile data so it's not constantly trying to
stream in,
pull in email or messages and things of that nature. So,
well, see, I don't feel so bad because last year the Better Business Bureau had 27,000 complaints.
Wow.
So, and some of those were from customers who were unaware that their data was still in use as they traveled outside of their coverage area. I thought, and I guess that's roaming, but I thought that was done away with a long time ago. Mm-hmm. Guess not.
Well, data's a little different than your actual calling, you know.
Okay.
You got to be careful with that, too, with any type of cell phone use. I remember listening to Clark Cower talking about cell phones, and they have these global phones. I don't know if you've seen commercials for global phones. Well, that's the answer to some of this data charge overseas and stuff. That's what the global means. So,
are they with regular carriers?
Yeah, just whatever carrier you have. If it's a global phone, you're supposed to be able to use
that.
Is
it just a data plan that you buy, or is it an
actual
phone?
I'm not sure if it's a physical phone that I guess allows you to use data in different countries.
I'm going to have to do some research into that. Thank you.
It's an ever-changing technology.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
But 27,000 complaints.
Mm-hmm. 27,000 last year. Not all of those were about consumers. They were all about the cell phone industry.
Yeah.
But not all were about from consumers that were, you know, unaware that their data was still in use. Mm-hmm. So.
Now, I see that one customer was charged more than $1,200 when his cell phone was receiving daily emails. He was in Jamaica for a week for a stay there. And, well, that would be an interesting.
That'd be heartbreak, wouldn't it?
Bill to get, wouldn't it?
It really would. And, you know, if you get that bill, there's really nothing we can do to help you with that.
Sure.
I mean, that you've got to know your contract, just like you said. You've got to know your specific details, you've got to be proactive. The consumer does have to be proactive.
So what are some tips maybe you can give us, give consumers about their cell phone and what to, if we're traveling abroad this summer, what should we do?
Turn your phone off. No.
Probably so.
Yeah, that is one. Contact your cell phone provider and look into an international add-on plan. Your carrier can provide specific tips that cater to the roaming needs of your individual cell and data plan. Or you can invest in a prepaid SIM card, maybe the best way to cut cost. That'll give you access to a local phone number. So, and you'll be able to make your phone calls at the country's local rate.
Mm-hmm. I have I've heard Clark Howard talk about this on occasion, and sometimes it's depending on the phone company. It's better to buy one of those prepaid phones when you go out of the country, purchase one there. It just depends on really what kind of talking and what you need. If it's for an emergency or something of that nature, maybe it's best to leave your regular phone at home or something
exactly.
like that.
Exactly. So if you can stay away from the emails and the surfing and the movie downloads, and just use a regular phone, prepaid, you're probably good to go.
Probably good to go. One last thing here from Terry Page of the Better Business Bureau. have you seen these things? You can win big prizes and scholarships and cash by becoming the next supermodel, all these ads. What is the deal with that? Because,
you know,
is that
that's
a scam?
That's still going around. And I brought that because as I was coming to the station today, and I heard it yesterday and then again last night on television, there is a talent agency. Of course, this is a little different from beauty pageant. There's a talent agency that said, if you want your next kid to be the Disney Channel star, and what was this huge movie that it was just on, and they said, or be the next star in, it wasn't Transformers, but something to the Eclipse. That's what it was.
Oh, okay.
Hello, you know. And people really get hyped up about that.
Sure.
So if you're planning on doing that, and I know everyone has beautiful children and grandchildren. I certainly do. And even though I'd love to see that, I pretty much know that's not going to happen, you know. But if you do go, any contract, anywhere, anytime, from any person, check the business, the individual out. Go to our website, gobbb.org. It's up 24 hours a day. You can even go on there, Brian, and if you see an infomercial, you can pull up information about it.
Well, that's what's really neat about gobbb.org. By going to the website, if you see something like this and you're interested in the pageants, well, you can put in the name of the company and pull up the information, see their Better Business Bureau ranking. That may not be my cup of tea, but, you know, you see some of these as seen on TV items.
That's right.
Well, there are a lot of them out there. Do they work? What kind of company makes them? Are there complaints? Well, there's a good place you can find all of that information.
Exactly. Exactly.
And I guess if someone, you know, we get a few phone calls here at the station saying, I don't have the internet, can you help me with this or with that? You can help with in some cases, I guess, help with information for consumers.
Absolutely. Call me at the office, 867-0032. I'd be happy to look anything up for anyone.
Terry, thanks. Appreciate you coming by today. A lot of great information, and we will talk to you, I guess, in 2 weeks.
I'll be here.
All right. Hopefully a little cooler weather, but I doubt it.
Ooh, I'm so ready, Brian.
Terry Page, the Better Business Bureau Central Tennessee Branch Manager, joining us here in studio on Rutherford Issues.